like this Bentley got a brain, a dead, a Chevy. The girl can hardly spell her name. That's not a problem, that's up to Brenda's family. Well, let me show you how it affects our whole community. Now, Brenda really never knew what moms and a dad was. A junkie looking back to his arms. It's sad, cause I bet Brenda doesn't even know. Just cause you're in the ghetto doesn't mean you can't run. But that's a point, my own revelation. Do whatever it takes to resist the temptation. Brenda got a simple boyfriend. Her boyfriend was a cousin, now that's worth the joy. And she tried to hide a pregnancy from a family who really didn't care to see or give a damn if she went out and had a church of kids. As long as when the check came, they got first dibs. Now Brenda's brother's getting bigger, but no one seems to notice any change in her figure. She's 12 years old and she's having a baby. In love with the molester who's sex and a crazy. And yeah, and also thinks that'll be with her forever. And dreams of a world with the two of them are together. Whatever, he left there and she had the baby solo. She had it on the bathroom floor and didn't know, so she didn't know what to throw away and what to keep. She wrapped the baby up and threw it in the trash heap. I guess she thought she didn't wait. In the cross, she didn't realize how much the little baby had her eyes. Now the baby's in a trash ballin'. Mama can't help her but her first to hear her calling. Brenda wants to run away. Mama say you're making me lose pay. And social workers here every day. Now Brenda's gotta make her own way. Can't go to a family, they won't let her stay. No money, no babysitter, she couldn't keep a job. She tried to sell crack but ended up getting robbed. So now what's next? It ain't nothing left to sell. So she sees sex as a way of leaving hell. It's paying the rent, so she really can't complain. Prostitute fam, sling. And Brenda's a name, she's got a bang.